Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
It's late. The kind of late that calls itself late, but has enough early in it to be almost respectable. Almost.
Oh, hell. Did we hit another wormhole?
Yeah, but it's the good kind that comes with hats.
Ooh, is that a trilby?
Trilbies are for journalists. This is a fedora. Hush. The sun is still slinking behind the horizon, unwilling to cast the harsh light of day on the characters who are better off in the dark. And speaking of slinking...
It was a cold December morning when she oozed into my life like Lyle's golden syrup poured over a snowbank.
Hang on a minute. Is he doing narration?
It's genre appropriate. Just enjoy the hat.
I look like an 1890s newspaper boy.
That's not new.
She was dressed in black from head to toe. Black like secrets and storm clouds and the meatloaf at Tiny Tony's breakfast bar. What feeble light managed to sneak in under my window shades just gave up and let her have the room. Can I help you?
I find myself in need of some assistance.
If you're looking for directions, judging by your accent, I'd say take a slight right at Greenland. She smiled at that, but her eyes said the Beatles already made that joke and did it better.
Huh.
The Beatles? Really? Isn't this like 1942?
Just go with it.
If that's as helpful as you intend to be, I'd advise you to head directly south.
Is that your way of saying go to hell? Because been there ruled that.
Ha! I see our banter is off to a rocky start.
Whose fault is that?
Not mine. I can bant with the rest of them. But until you're up to speed, shall I explain my situation?
She said situation like it had just crawled out of a tangle of sheets in a satin-choked boudoir and blown me a kiss.
This doesn't bother you.
The one who narrates these kinds of scripts usually gets shot at least once. So I'm good, thanks.
He paused, cocking his head to one side like a confused dog. Only this dog was clad neck to mid-thigh in a gold lamé romper and had a bident propped oh so casually against the grubby wallpaper.
Her too? Oh, come on. This is getting out of hand.
Where are you going?
To call my union rep.
You don't have one.
Fine. I'll call yours.
How many times I gotta tell you, don't slam the door! That window's holding on by its nails.
My fault your carpentry skills are on par with your other charms.
And a grand good morning to you too, boss. Oh, hiya. Who's this?
New client.
That's a bit presumptuous.
I think you mean who is a bit presumptuous. But you don't seem that bad to me.
I beg you. What?
Now that's banter.
Is it?
Don't suppose you could scrape up a couple of cups of Joe, hey doll?
Scrape is right. You gotta pony up for a new coffee machine, boss. They got better tasting tarmac under the planes at JFK.
Tell it to our bank account.
Coffee coming up, but call me doll again, and I'll have to pour yours straight down your neck hole.
Huh, you're back. What'd you find out?
Did you know your contract has a noiration exclusion?
Yep. You missed the entrance of the saucy but loyal secretary.
Damn it, I love banter. But did I overhear her say JFK? As in the airport in 1942?
Are you going to question every anachronism? Because there's gonna be lots, and I'm gonna get annoyed.
You still haven't told me why you're gracing my linoleum.
Oh, it's a long story.
I get paid by the hour.
Well, get comfortable. Okay, so I teach at
I got comfortable, but let me tell you, it didn't last. The story that Dame unleashed came at me like a hangry, hangry hippo on the trail of a crocodile-scented cantaloupe.
Some time ago, a fellow colleague of mine, a brilliant scientist named Dr. von Habersetzer, and I had a fling. Then he disappeared, right before my eyes. One moment, he was just lying there, trying to catch his
breath. Are you taking notes?
Hangry, hangry hippo. This is gold. I'm totally writing this up for my panel at this year's Narrator Con.
Wait, we have a con?
No, tour guide, you do not have a con. We have a con. Hush.
Papers are, well, they're 40 years old. And that's why I'm looking for help. See?
That's quite a story. How'd you stumble through my door?
Stumble is right. I think the thumbtacks have come loose from the linoleum around the door jamb.
I don't know where she came from or how she found me, but she wove a tale more complicated than a fishtail braid and, frankly, twice as fishy.
One look and I knew he hadn't swallowed my tail hook, line and sinker, as I'd hoped. More nibbled at it, thought better of it, and returned to the safety of an underwater log jam. But oh, I could tell. Another cast or two, and I'd have him on the hook.
This is just getting silly.
With a last disgusted look, either at me or the styrofoam cup of gas station coffee, or maybe both, she glided out my door, leaving a faint trail of expensive perfume and cheap shots.
Given the hordes beating at your door, I suspect you can start today, yes?
Some days it's hordes, some days it's hoes. You have a nice afternoon now.
And you.
Well, that was interesting.
I knew I should have put laxative in her cup.
Doesn't matter, she didn't drink any.
I meant instead of yours. Also, I hid the key to the men's room.
What? What did you do that for?
So you'd know what it's like to go three floors to a freezing cold ladies' room, that's why. Better get a move on. It's famous for being efficient.
Damn it, Donna, you have no idea how hard it is to wiggle out of a onesie.
Oh, I'll use that image to keep me warm on my next trip down there. Wipe the sink.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Mm. This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate. I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Now do we get to do our jobs?
Let's just let this one ride. Unless you're really keen for a 22 slug in the ribs.
After the story I just heard, my first stop, my second stop, was Dr. Theo's lab. Coincidentally, he worked at the same spy school as my client and her misplaced paramour. If anybody had any idea what was going on, it'd be him.
I have no idea. And don't touch that, it's an anachronism.
Dr. Theo Brome wasn't just the smartest guy I knew, he was also the strangest. He skulked around the hallways of the MCCACEC like he was afraid the football team would tackle him the minute he poked his nose out of the lab. He moved offices at least once a month, and loud noises made him twitch like my mother-in-law's eyelid at the Pompeii Pomegranate Festival. Come on, Doc, you gotta have something.
Sadly, no. You're talking about metaphysics here, a breach in the fundamental nature of being.
Pompeii Pomegranate Festival.
When you were a kid, did you hunt for Easter eggs or just ask your parents to point them all out to you? Pluto plus pomegranate, look it up.
Do you think what she's suggesting is even possible?
What was that?
What was what?
That sounds like 2 dozen pom-poms being muffled as cheerleaders sneak up the staircase.
Could we set aside the paranoia for just a minute, please? Or the fantasy?
I assure you, it's neither. They've stolen my spare lab coat, my lunch, and my mortar. I'm sure this time they're after my pestle.
Wow, running right up to the edge of family-friendly, huh?
I've heard of people meticulously plotting their own disappearance, but this stretches the bounds of credibility. They're in the hallway. I can smell the teen spirit.
Teen spirit?
2. Call it a drinking game. Take a shot for every anachronism.
So what you're saying is, what she's hinting at is impossible.
I suppose it's theoretically possible, but not with today's technology. In my experience, Detective, people tend to disappear in space, not in time.
Well, what have we here? I got a ticket.
Hiya.
Jesus!
No, sir, just a friendly beat cop. Though maybe I do need a haircut. Maybe the sandals are a bit much.
Are you the fellow who put this parking ticket on my rose?
That I am.
Have you any idea who I am?
Can't say as I do. Should I?
The boys and I recommend you do some research. In the meantime...
Hey, now. All right. That's an extra $5 for littering.
Make sure he doesn't forget my name.
Oh! 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 Ooh, oh, ooh, not there. Oh, not twice.
All right, boys, that's enough.
Well, hey now. Where you been, doll?
Here and there, Colin. Here and there.
I told you not to call me Colin.
It's not even your real name, Horace.
Well, I like red. So maybe you just call me Red. If you know what's good for you.
I'm in a back alley in New York City at O'Dark 30, chatting with a crime boss. Knowing what's good for me ain't exactly my modus operationals.
Well, since you're already making bad decisions, how about you slide on in and keep me cozy until seat warmers are invented?
Oi, you're pushing it with the electric window. Tell your boys to go easy with the local blue. We got a nice balance in this neighborhood.
What's news?
You want I should spill the sauce in front of a cop? You're going soft, Red.
He's out and snoring. But watch your mouth, doll. Even ladies ain't allowed to call me that.
Good thing I ain't a lady, then. Word is, somebody's looking into that Von Hasta La Vista fella's disappearance.
Anyway, give that word any more spin, and I could drill holes in this lurk's head. Who was looking?
Some dame. Brit. Dressed tighter than mohair on the Friday after payday.
Well, perhaps we best do a little investigating ourselves. Who did she consult?
Goldie Pants Detective Agency.
Got it. On, Chester.
Oi! Thanks for the lift, you slimy hairball. Ah, welcome back, baby bull. Let me help you up.
Oh, carefully, carefully. Oh, ah, oh, right in my sacroiliac. Oh, what are you doing with the likes of him?
Yeah, he ain't so bad.
Oh, not so bad. He just left you in a dark alley and took off.
Hey, what are you, my brother or something?
This is awkward. Surely you don't need Red and his crowd in your life.
Look, I've been poor and goody two-shoes, and I've been rich with fellas drinking champagne out of one of them shoes. And believe me, rich is better. Even if your shoes are a little sticky and your stockings smell like Dom Perignon.
Yeah, well, thanks to you, someone's got to warn the detective that Red and his boys are coming for him.
You do that, baby bull. I got a long-standing appointment with a bar stool.
Where can I find you? In case we need you to identify Red's boys in a lineup.
Sweetie, the only lineup in my future is a line of tequila shots straight down the bar. But I will tell you one thing. Red and Co. most often hang out at the Hell's Bells on 96th and Central Park.
By the time I got back to my office, things had taken a left turn for the worse. Cop cars and yellow tape covered my street like the world's most unwelcome parade. And my building was the grand poobah float of the center. Hey, kid, what's happening here?
Oh, hey, mister. Newspaper? Just a nickel.
Not right now, thanks. What's with all the activity?
That kind of information will cost you a quarter.
That's so, huh? Spill it.
Overheard one of the Heat saying they got a hostage situation going on in there.
The Heat? How old are you?
52.
Old enough to know better. What else did you overhear?
Yeah, it might be Red's gang. They found his rolls just a block away.
Still further than Red would walk, especially in this neighborhood.
Heard tell they got a lady in there.
A lady, huh? That's good. That means Donna got out.
I heard that. What are you insinuating?
You'll always be a lady to me.
You watch yourself before I stop cracking wise and start cracking skulls.
So who is in there if not you?
I reckon that's that posh dame that was hanging around here this morning. That'll be another quarter.
Our client?
Yep. She came back not long after you ducked out. Said the boys who threatened to disappear her fella were trying to do the same to her.
You could have saved me a quarter if you'd spoken up a little faster. Well, I guess I'd better scoot around the back entrance and see what I can do. Donna?
If you're gonna finish that sentence with a, "You wait here," you know what my answer's gonna be, right?
I really regret getting you boxing lessons for Christmas last year. Let's go.
Excuse me, mister?
Yes, young fellow?
I reckon I was pretty helpful.
You do you?
If nothing else, we won't have to worry about the jingle of loose change giving us away.
Hey, Jesus!
Jesus!
Hey, wait a minute.
You might even be willing to keep the cop occupied while you slip away. That's worth an ace, eh?
You! Wait a second! No, stop! I'm talking to you.
Give him a buck and let's go.
Wait, nope. I need to talk to you. Stop! Wait!
Paper, officer?
Oof! Oh! Oh! Right on my keys.
Oh, hey! Sorry, sir. I got restless leg syndrome.
There's something weird about that kid.
Apart from him being a newspaper boy at 50 and a zebra.
Relieved of a dollar, Pluto and Donna make their way around the back of the office building, hiding from both the windows above and the watchful eyes of the cops below.
Hey, I thought you didn't want to narrate this in case you got shot.
It's in my contract. At least one sentence in each episode, or I don't get my per diem.
You get per diem? Man, I have got to get an agent.
I'd forgotten the smell of the rear stairwell, but it came back quick. Dumplings, dust, and desperation. Donna slipped off her shoes and was so stealthy, I had to sneak a glance behind me to make sure she was still there.
You know you're not supposed to do that, right?
Damn, I do owe that couple an apology.
Huh?
Orpheus and Eurydice, long story.
I'm not much for rompers on a man, but I have to say my boss has the backside of a god. As we carried on up to our floor, I wondered, would he go to these lengths to save me, or just a sexy client with big money bags? Ah, hell.
Well, hello, Detective Donna.
Dr. Theo, what are you doing?
It's nothing personal.
Don't know about you, but a gun in my face feels pretty personal.
What are you doing working for Red?
He promised me my own personal protection squad if I helped get you off his case. So that's what I'm doing. Now, move.
All this to be safe from a gaggle of teenage girls?
And the football team and half the lacrosse team, plus the janitorial and kitchen staff, my research assistant, and the 10-year committee. Believe me, it's worth it.
So what happens if your protection squad falls in love with you too?
If my crap. Just keep walking.
Dr. Theo shoved the Colt into the small of my back and flapped his other hand in the general direction of my office. I looked down at Donna, who looked as cool as a long drink of water infused with cucumber, making her doubly cool. I knew my secretary had guts, but today she was a veritable sweetbread factory.
Yes, the doc escorted us down the hallway. I stole a sideways look at my boss. From the thoughtful look in his eye, he was either formulating one of his crazy plans, or he was narrating. Either way, leaving it up to him was gonna get us killed deader than Sunday church services when the Golden Gophers are playing the Badgers for the slab of bacon.
Ooh, you reckon we need a footnote for that one?
Do I look like a Google Doodle? They can look it up or get it from context.
Well, go on, open the door and get in there.
You'll never make it out of here, you know. There's cops everywhere.
The nerdy scientist always gets away. How else can you hint at a sequel? In.
Well, looky here. Good work, Theo.
That's Dr. Theo. And would you ask your man to back off, please?
Sure, Dr. Theo. Mo, give the man some air. More air, Mo.
It doesn't count if he still has his hand on my shoulder.
Mo, go check in our guests.
Are you just one big muscle under that trench coat, or did you stack three gorillas one on top of the other?
Hmm? Oh, hello, Mo. Welcome to Club Thug. Come on in.
She doesn't sound very scared.
She will. Now, let's talk business. As in, I told you to get your nose out of mine.
I can't do that, Red. A man is missing.
And you think I had something to do with that?
Red, I think you had everything to do with that.
Not to worry you, but the missing guy was Red's last nerdy scientist.
I'm more worried about why you still have your tongue in my ear.
Dang! There is something strange about you.
You have no idea.
The plan I'd been formulating was taking shape when suddenly that shape had a few extra curves.
Goodness, the party's out here. Detective. Doctor. Donna.
And that's the end of part one.
Wait, this is a two-parter?
It is.
Oh, I get it. If this is part one, that's why no one's been shot yet.
No. Damn it, two.
What?
You don't say that in a detective drama the same way you never say, just one last time, or what's the worst that could happen, or it's just a 3-hour tour. You got that? Two? Two?
It was a dark day, even for a city where most folks would wear night vision goggles 24/7 if they hadn't all suddenly disappeared that one strange Tuesday. As I stared down the barrel of Red's pistol, I lit up a cigarette and flicked it out the window because I don't smoke. Just what had happened in my interior office? Where was the mysterious missing scientist? Or when? And why did my secretary have her tongue in Dr. Theo's ear?
Damn it, that's so nasty.
You have no idea.
You've been listening to...
Oh, no you don't, Glitter Pants. We may be down a tour guide, but end credits are not in the narration carve-out. You've been listening to Lee Shackelford as Pluto, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Bonnie Brantley as Donna, David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Barome, Tim Sherburn as Colin, Eric Perry as Joe, Shannon Perry as Madeline, Kevin Hall as Greg, Kyle Jones, who's around here somewhere, was your narrator too, and I'm Krishna Dolny Gorley, your narrator. Our music is composed and performed by John Faley. Lucas Elliott creates our artwork. Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor. Shannon Perry is our sound designer. Oz9 is written by Shannon Perry. Oz9 is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. Be sure to check out all the great shows at fableandfolly.com. Two. If you can hear me, just say meanwhile. Two. I'll let you hold the microphone next time. You can even cup your hand over your ear and I won't make fun of you. Two. Come on, tour guide. Come on out. Are you okay? You didn't eat an olive, did you?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, Maria Kennedy from Hero Trackers here to tell you about a special report we've been working on at Hero Track Media. With the help of my producer, Shayna, we're going to reveal the life story of a mysterious hero that, as far as we can tell, has never been covered by a media outlet before. Subscribe to this podcast feed to learn more about this hero and the strange circumstances surrounding their life and career, and how they might be connected to your favorite heroes. Coming soon from Hero Track Media, Vigil.
Vigil, Season 1, an audio fiction superhero thriller in 10 parts, from All In Productions, featuring Haley Sanfilippo as Maria Kennedy and Adam Kudishat as Vigil. Subscribe or follow to make sure you're the first to know about Vigil.